It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. The USA Freedom Act passed the Senate 67-32 on June 2nd, and President Barack Obama signed it with three parts of the domestic spying program of the Patriot Act, including the controversial Section 215 coming back into practice after a brief shutdown June 1st. In America This Week, the politicians who still condemned Edward Snowden, the former security contractor with the National Security Agency, whose leaks made the programs public, for leaking those policies as they voted to change some of the domestic spying laws. Snowden, meanwhile, on June 2nd, won the Bjornsson Prize from the Norwegian Academy of Literature and Freedom of Expression, quote, for his work protecting privacy and for shining a critical light on U.S. surveillance of its citizens and others, unquote. There's plenty of other government snooping of radio frequencies at the federal level. An Associated Press investigation this week forced the FBI to admit that it uses at least 13 dummy corporations with planes to fly low and slow aerial spy missions over U.S. cities. The planes are outfitted with antenna and captured video and sometimes cellular signals from 30 cities in 11 states in a recent month, according to the report. John Wiseman, a technologist in Los Angeles, in a Fusion article also out this week, used public records to discover the FBI's spy planes in Los Angeles and was able to use a device he programmed to intercept airplane transmissions to track the spy planes overhead in LA in real time. Wiseman wrote up his findings in a Hacker News post last month. Quote, he realized the spy planes associated with these companies were using a distinct transmission code, or squawk, as well as a unique call sign, leading him to believe the planes he was seeing overhead with some frequency were probably operated by the feds, unquote, the Fusion story says. Quote, I decided to check my database for planes that have squawked 4414-4415 or used one of the suspicious call signs. I found 8 aircraft in the past 2 months, several of which exhibit suspicious behavior, unquote, he wrote on Hacker News last month, naming several of the suspicious companies cited in the June Associated Press report. Quote, flying for hours at a time without going anywhere in particular. I don't have a position information for them, but I know they're in the air and not leaving the LA area, flying almost every day for months at a time, unquote. That was Wiseman's post in Hacker News last month before the Associated Press story. Read the Fusion story to find out how you can track the spy planes over your head. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.